Okay, let's begin tonight's Sicha Shir on this very special night of Hoshana Rabbah, the last night of Sukkot, Tavshanayin Dalad. As we know, is the Leil Chasima, which hopefully we'll get back to all the way at the end. In past years, we've spoken about the nature of Hoshana Rabbah, the nature of Shmini Atzeres. And tonight, we'll talk more about a more general issue, just one or two thoughts, food for thought that we will learn together. And that is the topic of Simchas Yontif in general. The Vilna Gaon was once asked, what is the hardest mitzvah to do? The hardest mitzvah to do. If we would think about that, there's 248 choices. What's the hardest mitzvah? Okay, many of them we can't do today. But out of all the mitzvahs that we could do today, what would be our answer for the hardest mitzvah? Shabbos? So that's, forget the los aseis. What about aseis? What is the hardest mitzvah aseh to do bizman azeh? So the Briska Rav once said the hardest mitzvah he thinks is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Feeling as if I went out of Egypt, as I went to Mitzrayim, I have to, in our day and age, put myself into the mentality, into the mindset of someone who left Mitzrayim and feel the shackles and feel the maschil bignus, who Messiah b'shvach. It's impossible. It's not impossible, we have to do it. And that's why he even wondered why it's amazing, it's minhag of Klal Yisrael, it's wonderful that we stay up Shavuos night, learning all night, a wonderful minhag. But he says, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that on the night of Pesach, we have to stay up and discuss Sibri Tzitz Mitzrayim until sleep overtakes us. Asha Chatfaso Sheina. And there, nobody stays up all night. We all go to sleep after the Seder. We all fall asleep on the cab, we fall asleep during the Seder sometimes. But he wondered that, but either way, that was his opinion of what the hardest mitzvah is. But the Vilna Gaon, whose yard site was today on the Yutes Tishrei, says the Gra, he thinks the mitzvah is Simchas Yontif. A mitzvah that for an entire week, every moment of every day of that week, I have to be besimcha. I can't get upset. I can't get annoyed. I can't get headaches. Everybody's home. We're going on trips. People are leaving and coming and packing up. And we're sitting in traffic. And Simchas Yontif for the week of Yontif? Maybe Shavuos. Okay, that's 24 hours where we live. But and half of it we're sleeping. We're up all night learning. Then we sleep the rest of it. Okay, maybe you can do it then. But Simchas Yontif for a week of Sukkot? Says the Gra, the Otzos HaTorah quotes it in Sukkot. He says, Kimutal, it's not on your sheets. Kimutal ala adam liyos sameach v'tov lev kol yumei achag l'rabos hayabim v'halelus l'lo hefzik af l'rega. Not for a moment. V'lo od elo she'osur she'yale b'dayto shum machshava v'hirur shal da'aga b'chol inyan sheva olam. Nothing to worry about. That's what Simchas Yontif is. Isn't it? V'lo yis'ariv shum tsar v'yogon b'simchas achag. We can have any tsaris. Any tsaris. Right, I'll tell you personally, my last night we took a trip and the check engine light was on for a couple hours. I was not Besimchas Yontif. I was not in a state. I was not. I wish I could have been. I'm not on the level of the grunt or anywhere near to be a level of a human being. But, you know, even without the check engine light, sometimes we have some issues. So the question is, for us, when we have a challenge like this, we have 24 hours left to this mitzvah, or even more. Let's say a little more than, maybe we'll touch on that, whether there's 24 hours left or more. The Shmini Atzeres have the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Let's examine it a little bit. That's the only way that we could get, you know, appreciate and be successful in any area. We want to appreciate Shabbos, we have to learn about Shabbos. We want to appreciate Yontif, we have to learn about Yontif. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to have one thought of Lamdis, one conceptual idea analyzing Simchas Yontif, and then one Dvar Machshava about Simchas Yontif. Two ideas. That's all that's on the agenda for tonight. Two ideas relating to Simchas Yontif. So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Peches, in Source Number 1, we have clearly a Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa of being happy on the Regalim. Mitzvah L'smach B'Regalim. L'smach B'Regalim Shenemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. As it says, you shall be happy on your holiday. V'inyan HaRishon HaRamuz B'Simchazu Shenakriv. What is the Iker? As we'll talk more about, shenakriv shlamim al kalpana v'sabchira, the karbonos, uke'inyin shakasev v'zavachta shlamim v'hadar v'samachta b'chagecha. Okay, we will get back to that. Mishorshi ha-mitzvah, what's the message of this mitzvah? And again, we'll have to define what is simcha. We translated it as happiness. What does happiness mean? Right? What is it? How do you translate? What's the best way to understand that halachically? That'll be the second part, the Dvar Machshava. We'll get back to exactly what happiness is. But says the Sefer Achinah, we're not going to have a major thesis about Simcha here. We'll just have one idea of some of the Mefarshim. But says the Sefer Achinah, Misharshi HaMitzvah, now line 3. Lefi, what's the Shorish? Again, this is in general terms of the Mitzvah. Lefi Sheha'adam Nachon Alinyan Shetzarach Tivo Lesmach Leprakim. It's part of life that we need to be happy sometimes. We need to be happy. You know, if I go through life like totally morose and sad, and we can't do that naturally. Human beings, we need to have happiness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you're going to be happy anyway. I'm going to just channel it. I'm going to make it into a mitzvah for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that all the time. There's only one day of the year that Hashem says we have to fast. And you know what? The day before, He says it's a mitzvah to eat. He knows we're going to eat anyway. So, I'll make it a mitzvah. It's the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. Erev Yom Kippur. It's the only day, because Hashem knows we're going to do it anyway. So here too, says the Chinuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we have to be happy sometimes. So, you know what? Have it this week, have it that week, have it every couple of months, and I'll make it into a mitzvah. And have good food, and buy presents, and be in festivities, and have parties. That's what he says, where it's underlined. He even makes it easier for us. On days that we had tremendous miracles happen to us individually, as nations, he says, those are the days. And we have show and tell, we have physical objects of manifestations to allow us to be able to understand and to feel what the simcha is. We're around our family, food, v'chulu. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, so number one.
Tehillim and Tamashra that we should have simcha all the time.
Tehillim, if there was Hashem b'simcha, that's true, if they have simcha, all, we have to serve, but when is there a mitzvah d'oraisa for it? It's a great strategy for all the time. If there was Hashem b'simcha. But the obligation, if I walk around sad on a weekday, am I violating any yisur? The Bali Musar talk about that I'm not going to be able to do mitzvahs properly. Like it says in the Tochacha, we didn't talk the show of Hashem Lakacha be Simcha v'Meirov Kol. Right, so Simcha is a strategy of Avodas Hashem. But is it a mitzvah itself? So that is only at certain times. David HaMelech is not giving us mitzvahs in Tehillim in Ivdoas Hashem b'Simcha. So what exactly is required by us? How do we first define it on a halachic level and then on an ashkafic level? And on a halachic level, what do we have to do? Are there actions? Halacha, most mitzvos demand actions of us. Bizman hazeh. We know most poskim hold that mitzvah simchas yadav applies bizman hazeh. So what exactly is meant for us? So let's ask two questions. Question number one, besides the general ones. The Sefer Yerayim, one of the great Rishonim, a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, Reb Elazar Mimetz, counts two mitzvos of simchas yadav. Two mitzvos. Source number two, Simcha begimel regalim. Yisparach Shem Yotzreinu Netzach Tziva Sheyismechu Yisrael Begimel Regalim. And it says in Parshas Re'ev, Yasiz Chag Shvos LaShem Alokecha V'Samach Levei Hashem Alokecha U'B'Chag HaSukkos K'siv V'Samach Levei Chagecha V'Chag HaMatzos Lo Matzinu. It says it, we know, twice by Sukkos, once on Shavuos, and never on Pesach. We'll get back to that later in the Shir, in the second half, why there is no mitzvah V'Samach Levei Chagecha stated explicitly when it comes to Pesach. Shavuos there's one, and Sukkos there's many. Right, more than one. So why is that? Well, we'll have to get back to that. But says the Yerayim, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantav, but if you look in source number 3, in Reish Chav Zayin, totally different area of the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Yerayim also, like many of the Rishonim, everybody agrees there are 613, the Machlokas is what are those mitzvos? The Rambam, the Chinuch, the Bahag, the Yerayim, everyone has their own count. Says the Yerayim, in source number 3, he starts off by saying something that we think is a different mitzvah, but then he just goes into normal Simchas Yantav. He says, Samach Levi Ger Yasom Ba'almana. You have to make all of the needy people around you happy. Okay, that sounds like a separate, unique mitzvah. But then he goes right into Simchas Yantif. V'yareis ha'melokecha, v'tekayim asher tziva, b'parshas re'e anochi, v'smoach, v'samech, v'moadim, t'chziva, yasizo Hashem lokecha, v'samachta, ata, you, your children, your servants, v'alevi asher b'sharecha, everybody. And he goes through and he quotes a Gemara that we'll get back to. So the question that a number of the Acharonim ask is, why do you need two mitzvahs for? It's one mitzvah, be happy on Yontif. What do we need two mitzvahs for? Question. Another question. Says the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Ayin Aleph, source number 4. Those learning Daf Yomi, we had this a couple of weeks ago. Says the Gemara, V'hayisa ach sameach, at the bottom of the page. You shall be happy, V'hayisa ach sameach, L'rabos leile yomtif ha'acharon l'simcha. That includes even the night of Shmini Atzeres. Tomorrow night, we have a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. You would have thought not, because the Torah doesn't mention it by Shmini Atzeres. So you would have thought not. But the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ata omer leile yantif ha'acharon, o enu ela leile yantif rishon. When is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif included from the pasuk? Shmini Atzeres night, or maybe, what about the first night of Yantif? The first night of Yantif also doesn't have an explicit pasuk. It says you have to be happy on the day of Yantif. It doesn't say the night of Yantif. So the first night of Yantif, when we have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah and we have a chiyuv to eat matzah, is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif at that night? Says the Gemara, well, the pasuk includes something. First night or the last night? Which one? Tamalomar ach chilek. So the Gemara says, oh, that's Vayisa ach sameach. We learn that it applies by one and not by the other one. So we include the last night, Shmini Atzeres, but not the first night. Says the Gemara, my taima, la mishum de'in lo bameh yismach. Isn't it because you don't have a karban to be happy with? Meaning you didn't give a karban previously. We're not getting into that detail right now, but continue. Kedetani taima, ma re'isa l'rabos le'li yontav ha'achron al-hotzi le'li yontav rishon. Why do we include the last night and not the first night? Marb, and therefore halacha l'maisa. On the first night of Sukkot, there is no chiyuv to be mesameach, simchas yantif. It applies the rest of the week. Doesn't mean we should be sad. But it doesn't apply. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it's been a crazy, hectic, kachana, getting ready. We can't really think. We're just, exhausted. And then we wake up the next morning. Okay, it's yantif. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. Okay, but that's a Musar Machshava reason. Says the Gemara, Ma Re'isa L'Rabos Leili Yantav Acharon L'Hotzi Leili Yantav Rishon Mar Be'ani Leili Yantav Acharon She'i Simcha L'Fanav. I include the last night because you've already been B'Simcha for a week. So it's kind of like just continuing that. You've been happy for a week, so Mistama, it overflows to the next day. Kind of like an Isruchag. It overflows. Umotziani Leili Yantav Rishon She'i Simcha L'Fanav. The first night of Yantif. Like we said, there's so much busyness and there's so much going on, it's hard to all of a sudden turn it on. Okay, now, Kadosh Baruch Hu understands that. Says that the first night, is a little more difficult. Either way, what do you see from here? Simchas Yantif does not apply on the first night of Yantif. Simple question. Again, our question number one was, why does Ziram count two separate mitzvahs? Question number two is right here, the question of the Shagas Aryeh. One of the greats, from a couple hundred years ago, says the Shagas Aryeh, source number 5, will just do his question outside. We know, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody loses a relative, somebody becomes an Onain or an Avel before Yantif, the halacha is, the Mishnah says in Maseches Moed Katan, that Yantif breaks Avelus. Breaks Avelus. If somebody said Shiva for 3 minutes before Yantif, that's it. Shiva's finished. If somebody gets up from Shiva on Erev Yantif, and then they have a couple hours of Shloshim, Shloshim's finished. Yantif breaks Avelus. That's the halacha. That's what we hold. Rosh Hashanah is a separate Yantif. Yom Kippur is a separate Yantif. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, why is that true? There are some Rishonim that say that Avelus is a mitzvah d'oraisa on the first day. Let's say somebody dies on Erev Yantif. An Avelus, somebody dies and is buried on the first day. Avelus on the first day is d'oraisa. There's no Simchas Yantif on the first night of Yantif. We just learned it in the Gemara. So Avelus, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, why don't you sit Shiva through the night? Okay, the next morning you have Simchas Yantif. But there's no Simchas Yantif at night, we just learned. So there's no Simchas Yantif, so why don't you sit Shiva? No, we shouldn't. We don't want to. Again, as we always like to mention, a mitzvah doesn't mean that I want to do every mitzvah in life. I don't want to do the mitzvah of returning stolen objects. It's not one of the ones I dream about. Or machzer grushaso, right? Or paying a kohen for eating some of his truma by accident. Right? It's not one of the mitzvahs. We don't dream about doing all mitzvahs. Avelus is not a mitzvah that we dream about doing. A mitzvah means that in every situation in life, Hashem tells us how to act. This is the situation, this is what we do. So that's a mitzvah. So Avelus, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody's in mourning, if somebody loses a relative, this is how we act. God, in his infinite wisdom, knows exactly what we need for the process of mourning. Sometimes it doesn't work out if it's right before Yantif. But Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. So it's a mitzvah. So ask the Shagas Aryeh in the last two lines. And if you say the first time doesn't have any simcha, and even if you want to say there's a mitzvah to Rabbanon of simcha, but still Avelus, Avelus is daraisa according to some. And even if you say Avelus is darabanan, why should Simcha beat a darabanan beat a darabanan? Either way, our issue is, why is Avelus broken when Yontif starts? Those are our two questions. Sorry? There is Avelus on Shabbos, but Sinna. There's just no a public Avelus on Shabbos. There's always a Shabbos in Shiva. Right? Shabbos... I'm saying so Shabbos is not a Yontif. There's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Oneg, according to most Rishonim. Right? Some of the Zmiros that we say argue on that. The Eben Ezra wrote Ki Eshmer Shabbos. So he says, Ki Yom Simcha Su Usa Samcheini. So it's a day of Simcha, according to some Rishonim. But Rov Rishonim say that Tosfos said the difference between Oneg and Simcha. Oneg could coexist with Avelus, but Simcha cannot. So ask the Shakas Aryeh, how is it that Simcha, there is no Simcha, and yet Avelus is broken? So this is our point number one of the shiur. Before we get to the second point, it's the Reb Chaim. Starts with the Gemara in Psachim. Source number six, and then I gave you the Reb Chaim on the back page, because it's a full page. So first we'll do source number six, though, right where we're up to. It's Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuftes, comes up in Daf Yomi in a couple of weeks. Says the Gemara. There are two parts of this Gemara. First, the Gemara says, let's do the second half of the Gemara first. Says the Gemara in the third line of source number six, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira Omer, Bishman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Em Simcha El Babasar. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, Simchas Yontif is eating the meat of the Karbanos. Karban Shlamim. Every Yontif, may Ribbana Beis HaMikdash, will have a chiyuv to bring Shalmei Simcha, Shalmei Chagiga, Olas Re'iya, all different Karbanos. Be a lot of meat eaten that week. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is with a karbon. V'yachshav she'ein Beis HaMikdash kayim, nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, ein simcha el b'yayin. Okay, at least wine. Sounds very limited. What if I don't like wine? What if I don't like meat? Separate question. You'd be yotzi with chicken. But wine, meat, that's the second half of the Gemara. Let's go to the first half of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, back to the beginning of 6. Tana Rabbanan, Chayev Adam L'Samech, Banav Ubnei Beiso Beregel. It's a mitzvah for a person to be happy and to make happy his wife and children on the Yontif. Shenemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. Bameh M'Samcham. With what? B'Yayin. First opinion, with wine. Give him wine. Doesn't say an age here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anashim B'Roi Lohem, V'Nashim B'Roi Lohem. Everybody, in terms of what makes them happy. That's Simchas Yontif. Anashim b'roi lehem b'yayin. Men with wine, if that's what they like. V'nashim b'mai, Tani Rav Yosef. It depends where you live. V'bavel b'begdei tzivonin. They like colored clothing in Bavel. V'eretz Yisrael b'begdei pishton mugohatzim. Nicely ironed clothing. Okay, fill in the blank. Whatever one enjoys, that's what one must do. If you look at these two points of the Gemara, it sounds you get two different impressions. The second half sounds like it's a very formal, carbon wine-oriented mitzvah. Well, the first half is much more flexible. Anashim b'roi lehem, nashim b'roi lehem, says Reb Chaim, there are two ideas of Simchas Yontif, both part of the same one mitzvah, according to most Rishonim. Two ideas of Simchas Yontif. Now turn to the back page. This is the Reb Chaim and the Grach HaLashas. Again, this idea is quoted in a few places in the name of Reb Chaim. The Emek Bracha also quotes it. But says Reb Chaim, after quoting this Gemara in the second column, second paragraph on top now, Mevuar Bedas HaGemara, Diika Trei Chiyuvei Simcha. There are two Chiyuvim. Chada Simcha de Besar Karbanos. One is with the Karbanos. That does not apply today. Va'ot Simcha Bidvarim Shel Chol. Vahainu Yayinu Bigdei Tzivonim. And then there's the second Simcha, which is what we would call, he calls Divrei Chol. Anything we enjoy, going out with the family, buying nice clothing, having great food, whatever it is, anything, that's all, says Reb Chaim, part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Simchas Yontif. Two ideas, says Reb Chaim. The Gemara, what was our second question? How does Avelus broken if there's no Simcha on the first night? Says Reb Chaim, of course there's Simchas Yontif on the first night. You know what the Gemara means? There's no Simchas Yontif on the first night? There's no Simchas Yontif part one on the first night. In terms of eating your karban, the shlamim, which you're only going to bring the next day. Karban chagiga is brought during the day. You can't bring a karban chagiga on Erev Yontif. Except the special one that goes with the karban Pesach. But other than that, the real karban chagiga is brought on Yontif. That's all the Gemara means. Simchas Yontif part one, says Reb Chaim, does not apply on the first night of Yontif. Simchas Yontef, part two, of just enjoying ourselves, of being with the family, of buying nice things, of doing things that we enjoy, says that of course applies. Every moment of Yontif. That's definitional to the Yontif. Let's read it, says Reb Chaim. Asher lefize nira lomar. Third paragraph. Taha damrinam besukkah. Tebalele Yontif rishon. Lekka chiyav simcha. That which we says in the Gemara. That on the first night there's no chiyav. Mishum deleka simcha lefanav. No marak ledina simcha de karbonos. That's only the simcha that has to do with the karbonos. The simcha, no, you don't need that. And the simcha applies everywhere. And we could get into it right away from the beginning of Yontif. This is Reb Chaim, and that's why, by the way, the Urayim can count two separate mitzvos. The first mitzvah he quotes is Karbanos. Karbanos, the real carbon, says the Urayim. Right, that's what he says in the first mitzvah. In the source number three, the second Urayim, he quotes this Gemara in Pesachim Kuftes. Anashim Baroi Lahem, Nashim Baroi Lahem. It's two different mitzvahs. So most Rishonim hold of two elements of one mitzvah. But the Urayim even would say it's two separate mitzvahs. But one applying fully today, Daraisa, and one not. That is the thought of Reb Chaim. And with this, last thought, we finish up part one of the shiur. With this, he says, I'm going to explain a medrash. This is very un-Reb Chaim-like, especially in the Gracha Lashas, which was put together. Obviously, he didn't write it. But he explains a yalkut in Parshas Pinchas. What is that yalkut? Let's read it together. And again, it has to do with Shmini Atzeres. It's a nice, you can take the yalkut out of the shiur and just say it over at the yantav table. It says the yalkut. Let's read it on the next paragraph. The Yisab of Arshas Pinchas. Feel free to eat, drink, feel free. It's Simchas Achag. Shmini Atzeres Mainihu. Says the yalkut. Shmini Atzeres. There'll be time afterwards too, if you're, don't worry about it. You don't want to chew online. Okay. Kol shivas yemei achag, Yisrael teru din b'karbonos sayem shalumos ha'olam. All the days of Sukkot, we're bringing karbonos on behalf of all the nations, as we know. We go down one every day, we bring all the different karbonos of the pare hachag. V'kivan sheyatzu shivas yemei achag, one Sukkot finishes, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to B'nai Yisrael, Ani v'atem nismach yachad. Now it's just us. Let's be together. Shmini Atzeres, as we know, special, just you and me. Ve'eni matriach alechem harbe, ela par echa, just one cow, not too many karbanas. I know you're bringing 14, 13, 12, 11, that, just one. Me and you, and I'm not even matriach you to bring so much. Kivan sheshamu Yisrael kach, when B'nei Yisrael heard this, hischilu mikalsin l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, they said, Hashem, you're the best! That's awesome! Ve'omrim, ze hayom aso Hashem nagilev nismachavo. We're so excited. They said, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. Amar Rabbi Avin. First question. What are they so excited about? They have Simchas Yontif every day. Okay, it's not connected to the other nations, but it's connected to them. But still, what about Pesach? We don't have such a line by Pesach. Shavuos, there's something special here about Shmini Atzeres. That they're so excited. Amar Rabbi Avin, we continue. Va'adayin einonu yodim abel esmoach. But Rabbi Avin says, I still don't know what the simcha should be. Im ba'kadosh baruch hu o bayom. Is the simcha in Hashem or in the day? What does that mean? U'bash lomo u'pireish nagilav nismacha bach. Ba'kadosh baruch hu. And that's, if you read the end of the pasuk closely, nagilav nismacha bach in you and Hashem. So B'nai Yisrael were so excited and so happy. Why were they so happy about? And what was their question? They weren't sure whether they should be happy in the day or in Hashem. What does that mean? Be happy in the day or in Hashem? Says Reb Chaim, Vahanira, skip a paragraph. Vahanira b'bir divrei ayalka, let me explain. As we spoke about, there are two types of simcha that we have. Simchas Yontif is number one, simcha with karbanos having to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And number two, we have simcha of enjoying ourselves. Of being together and being with the family and doing everything that we like to do. Says the Reb Chaim, he quotes the Yalkut, skip one line. He quotes the Yalkut, another line there that helps explain. Atamotze, kishem she'atzeres shel Pesach rechoka mipesach chamishim yom, af atzeres shel chag asukis ha'isat sricho lios rechoka mi'chag asukis chamishim yom. We know that Shmini Atzeres is the day after Sukkot. There's another Atzeres in the world. That's Shavuos. Shavuos is also called an Atzeres by Chazal. In the Torah, Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres. In Gemara, Atzeres is Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres was supposed to be, says the Gemara, says the Yalkut, 50 days after Sukkot. Just like Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. It was supposed to be parallel, and Sukkot and Pesach are 6 months away from each other. There was supposed to be another holiday, an Atzeres, a coming together 50 days after each of those holidays. There was supposed to be a Shavuos, there is a Shavuos, 50 days after Pesach, and there was supposed to be a Atzeres, a Shmini Atzeres, 50 days after Sukkot. But Hashem had Rachmanis on us. Hashem says, it's the winter. It's the rainy season. What am I going to do? I'm going to make him schlep back in the mud, and the bridges are going to be out. They're going to have to bring their boots. It's going to be terrible. So Hashem was makdim. Shmini Atzeres to be right after Sukkot. So we don't have to schlep back and forth. V'lami yismucha l'chag. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of the greatest personalities in the Gemara. B'Pesach shu b'yimei ha'kayitz. And Pesach, where it's summertime, Yicholam Yisrael lachzor v'lalos l'Yerushalayim. B'Atzeres lachar chamishim yom. It's no problem. It's the summer. It's great weather. We don't mind traveling. We'll go and come. Aval Chag HaSukkos, Shehu B'Yemos HaGshamim, V'Hadarachim Tarchos, the roads are terrible. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Yisrael Kam B'Sukkos, Yasu Kam B'Atzeres. Just move it up. So Shmini Atzeres was supposed to be 7 weeks later. It was moved up. Says Rav Chaim, that's the question they didn't know about. What does Hashem say to them? What does Hashem say in the Medrash? First he says, you know what? I love you. Brought Pari HaChag. You know what? Have Yontif, stay here with me. We'll be Mesameach together. Why were they so excited? Because this Yontif wasn't supposed to be now. It was supposed to be in 7 weeks from now. They're like, really? We could stay here? We don't have to schlep back? And they knew the original plan. But now they heard, okay, wonderful. I'm here already. It's great. You know, it's kind of like the feeling that you get. There are different minhagim about when to do Hoshanas in davening. Some people do Hoshanas right after Hallel, and some do Hoshanas at the end of Tefillah. So if you're ever in a shul that you're used to saying Hoshanas right after Hallel, it's like once you have the Dalad Minim already in your hands, you just want to do it. Let's do it. To put it back and take it out again. It's like you're ready here in Yontif. I'm not taking a stand on either of those minhagim. Every shul should follow their minhag. There are bases in the Rishonim for both of those minhagim. But either way, so we're already here. So that's why they were so besimcha. Let's do it together. Wonderful. But then what's the question? B'Hakadosh Baruch Hu or Bo? On the day or in Hashem? What does that mean? Says Rav Chaim. It was supposed to be much, much later. But now it's moved up right after the Karban Chagiga. So now the question is, it was supposed to be much later, separate from the Karban Chagiga, which would mean type 2 Simcha only applies to Simcha, to Shmini Atzeres, because there's no Karban Chagiga, it's brought 50 days, it's 50 days later. But now that it's right after Yontif, right after Sukkot, did it totally change its nature? Is there Simcha type 1 that also applies to it, with the Karban and the Beis HaMikdash, because after all, we're still here? Or does it still remain its own type 2, all the types of Simcha that we're talking about? That was the question that Ravin asked. And the answer was, what did Rabbi Shub and Levi say? So what was the last line? Amar HaKadosh was the last line of the Medrash. Bashlomo upirish nagil v'nesmacha b'cha b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning now it has both elements. It's b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. Now that it's Shmini Atzeres, b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu symbolizing the first element of the Yontif, that's the pshat of the Medrash. But either way, Reb Chaim, what did we learn together tonight? We learned that Simchas Yontif has two elements on a halachic arena. One of them we can't do today. We can't eat b'basar shlamim, but one of them we could do full force. And according to many Rishonim, it's a daraisa today. We're not going to get there. Some that hold this drabanan, but Rambam holds this daraisa today. Being happy with going on doing fun things and spending time with each other and eating good food and just being besimcha, anything we enjoy, says Reb Chaim. That's part of the explaining the Rambam and others. That's part of the Simchas Yontif that we have a chiyuv to try to fulfill to the best of our abilities. Okay, that's all part one. Now let's get into a little on the machshava side of it. So what is simcha? What is true simcha that we're trying to understand and to feel? Rabbi Lamb, in 70 Faces, which are 70 of his best, can't say best, of his top 70 drushes, I wrote Shivim Panim because it's easier to write it in the Hebrew for the title, back to source number 8, he has an article where he discusses the difference between happiness and fun. Happiness and fun. Let's read some of what he writes in source number 8. When the founding fathers of America wrote the Declaration of Independence, they included one new phrase, which was to have wide repercussions in the history of this country. That phrase is the pursuit of happiness. You know, the pursuit of happiness. Is that something that Judaism believes in? the pursuit of happiness. Ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. That says rodev shalom. The pursuit of peace. How about the pursuit of happiness? Is happiness something that is a goal? The idea of happiness is, of course, nothing new. Americans did not invent it. It has been known in 100 languages and experienced universally for millennia. Our own Torah dedicates 3 entire sections. Parshas Amoadim, he talks about Simcha. So what is it? So serious thinkers have not always looked with favor on this phrase. Not that there is anything wrong with being happy, but they have 2 reservations. Number 1, is happiness really to be the highest goal of man? When we wish things for our children, obviously we want them to be happy. But the goals we want them to be, Balei Chesed, and Bnei Torah, and Avdei Hashem, all besimcha. All besimcha. But the goal of life, simcha? What is simcha then? Is it subordinate to and more important than, let us say, the idea of duty or respect for others or faithfulness or honor? Number 1. Number 2, could you pursue it? The pursuit of happiness. Is that like an ideal? How could you like run after happiness? Or like buying more things? That'll make me happy? Like, how do you pursue happiness? Is it not really a rather elusive prize which you could win only indirectly by living in a certain way and not by a direct chase? And then he says something very important, which for us is what happiness is not. And then we have to talk about what happiness is. What happiness is not. Let's continue a few more lines. We do not simply pursue it. We are relentless, fanatical, single-minded in our hot chase of happiness. Also, we have changed the word happiness to fun. And with it has come a change in the content of our aspirations. Right? Even in the Hebrew slang, nasa kef. It's all about kef. It's all about fun. Happiness at least implies an ordered, harmonious way of life which offers deep satisfaction. Fun is nothing of the sort. It is an escape, pure and simple. It is a matter of losing yourself consciously in a world where all tensions are released and inhibitions loosened. And the pursuit of fun has become America's chief avocation. So happiness is not fun. I mean, that's not the definition of happiness, says Rabbi Lam. So what is happiness? So let's think for a moment. Who, if we would have to think, somebody stopped us on the street and said, who was the person who was most besimcha in Tanakh? Who was the one most besimcha in Tanakh? If we had to choose one event in Tanakh where someone was totally crazed simcha, somebody was totally, they were totally, they couldn't control themselves, they were so happy. Who would that be? Who would you think? Who was the, without looking at the next verse, right? Who would that be? Anybody in the Torah have an episode of, people were happy in the Torah, right? But was there anyone who was totally simcha in a state of elation? David HaMelech. Right, that's what we would think. David HaMelech, that's the first one where it's described as David HaMelech dances in front of the Aron. Source number 9. Source Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav. V'David mecharker b'chol oz lefnei Hashem. V'David chagor ha'ifot ba. David HaMelech is there schwitzing and dancing. He's bringing the Aron back to the Beis HaMikdash. David's not having fun. David's in a state of simcha. It could be fun for him also, but he's in a state of simcha. V'David v'chol Beis Yisrael ma'alim es Aron Hashem b'tshuva v'kol shofar. What were they involved in? Bringing the Aron. V'haya Aron Hashem ba'ir David u'micha b'shol nishkava b'alachalon. As we know the story, we discussed this in other shiurim. His wife was looking out the window. Micha b'shol. We don't know who Michal is. They have to tell us b'shol. We know who Michal is. It sticks in b'shol. Nishkava b'alachalon. V'teres HaMelech. She sees her husband. The HaMelech David. Very formal. Doesn't just say her husband. HaMelech David, she sees. Mefazezu mecharker. That's what she was upset about, that he was HaMelech David doing this. Vayavo es Aron Hashem. They bring it, and they give karbanas. And as we know, at the end of the day, Pasachav, Vayashav David l'vareches beiso, v'tetzei, he goes back home. Imagine, he comes in, he throws off his jacket, he falls on the couch. He's, what a day. Unbelievable. And his wife turns to him, sarcasm in Tanakh right here, Vatomer, where it's underlined. What an awesome day this was, O Kingi. Right? All the maidservants of the land saw the sweat of the king of Israel. Right? That's wonderful. It's really great. Really great, David. Really wonderful. She was obviously very upset about it. She did not think it was appropriate. And David says to her in Pasachaf Aleph, Hashem chose me as the king and not your father. which leaves a lot to be explained, right? Lefnei al micha lefnei Hashem asher bachar bimi avicha umikal beisol atzavos osina gid al am Hashem al Yisrael v'sichak lefnei Hashem v'chulu. The Yalkut, we spoke about this in a shiur this past summer from the, of those who listened to the Geula shiur. It was a Geula in the, during the 9 days we gave a shiur. It's those who want to listen, it's online. In terms of the murky roots of Melech HaMashiach, I think it was that one. I'm not trying to remember exactly which one. But either way, the Yalkut on that pasuk fills in that Shol HaMelech, a lot of his behavior was limited to what the Am thought. He was very worried about public perception. And that's why in the whole story of Amalek, right, he says, the Am wanted to give karbonas, they didn't want me to do this. He was very worried about the political correctness of wiping out women and children and animals. And also, by even earlier there, he was waiting for a week for Shmuel to come back, and then the Am was dispersing, he had to give the karbon before Shmuel went back. David says, I don't care what people think. I'm besimcha, and I'm doing this because I know this is the right thing to do. And that's the emphasis, the Yalkut says, of the Medrash. But for our purposes, why was David so besimcha? What was the root recognition that he had that put in besimcha? Two words. Three words. Lifnei Hashem. He felt a closeness to God. And that gave him simcha. And that is the Jewish way of looking at simcha. Because a person could be, have all the money in the world, and have everything, and have every toy, and every car, and everything. And we see the greatest, richest people in the world, and they're not happy. Because you can't pursue that type of happiness. The superficial, without getting too deep. You know what you can't pursue? We believe in the pursuit of happiness, but what is happiness? Simcha halachically is a feeling of kirva ledveikus, kirva, closeness to Hashem. That gives us true happiness. And a person could be sitting, Rahman al-Islan, in a ghetto during World War II, on the first night of Pesach, and miraculously could feel besimcha. How is that? Because they feel close to God. And when we feel close to Hashem, that's all that matters in the world. And that's what David HaMelech said. We say it every morning. Yismach Lev, Mevakshe Hashem. And who's a Yismach Lev? Someone's a Mevakshe, someone who seeks out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav, source number 11, a thought from Rav Soloveitchik. He writes this in many different places, but he says, halachically, Lifnei Hashem is the state that's the phrase that's used in the Torah that we have to be in on Yontif. On Yontif, we have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. We have to be Lifnei Hashem. That's Simchas Yontif. We have to physically be close to the Beis Hashem. We have to be in that state of Lifnei Hashem, the closeness. And that's even why he says why Avelus is broken, because mourning is a state of feeling distant from God. That's why Avelus is antithetical to Simchas Yontif. Not just on a superficial mood level, but in terms of the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's true simcha. Being involved in bringing the Aron back, giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach, that's simcha. And that's what the Rambam writes, famous Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav. In the next source number 12, the Rambam says, HaSimcha sheYismach Adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah u'ba'avas ha-kel she-tziva bahen avoda gedolahi. The simcha that a person has when he does a mitzvah, it's an avoda, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's an avoda. But that's what's required. That's simcha. Doing mitzvahs. Loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Feeling close to Hashem. A deep feeling. If anybody withholds themselves, doesn't let them, no, I don't want to feel it. Royally par mehem. And he quotes the pasuk in Mimenu, and he quotes the pasuk from the Tochacha. So if we started off this section with Rabbi Lamb. Now, Rabbi Lamb told us, happiness is not fun. What is happiness? Says Rabbi Lamb in the next source, in source 13. Real simcha is, of course, nothing of the sort. It's not an escape. Fun is an escape. It's not reality. We go play a game to have fun. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But that's not life. That's not real life. A person can have fun in life also. But that's not the root feeling. True joy in the Jewish sense is not an escape from life, but an intensification of its loftiest features. As only Rabbi Lamb could say. Simcha is the elevation of man, the enhancement of his spirit that comes with the realization that he stands in the presence of God, that he is not alone on the face of the earth. That is why simcha is the special characteristic of the three pilgrim festivals, the Shalosh Regalim, to enjoy the companionship of God and his gifts. That is the gist of happiness. Simcha does not come from avoiding the knowledge that there is evil in the world. It comes from an appreciation that in this kind of world, despite all of the terrible suffering, there is a God who watches over us, that we do have the opportunity to vanquish evil, that it is vibrant, active principle of holiness, purity, goodness, v'chul. It's about being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two final notes related to Simcha. And that is, as we have been talking about, Simcha is a goal, as we have been saying. It's a goal to feel close to God. But it's also a means. It's also a means. That whenever we reach a certain level, that Simcha has to catapult us to do even more. And feel even, the more we love somebody, the more we want to do for them. It's an amazing Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches. Great story. Says the Gemara, Hanu Tremini, Source 14, there were two heretics, Chad Shmei Sason and Chad Shmei Simcha. One's name was Sason and one's name was Simcha. Sason and Simcha were walking down the street. And, Amar Lei Sason Le Simcha, Sason says to Simcha, and obviously this might be a mashal, the whole thing. I don't think there would be a heretic named Sason and Simcha, but maybe there could be. But either way, Sason says to Simcha, I'm better than you. I know Adifna Minach. Dechsev, it says, Sason v'Simcha Yasiku. You see Sason's first. Sason v'Simcha Yasiku. Amar Lei Simcha l'Sason, no, I know Adifna Minach, I'm better than you. Dechsev, Simcha v'Sason l'Yehudim, it says in the Megillah. So Amar Lei, so they each have a pasuk on their side. Amar Lei Sason l'Simcha. Sason says, no, Chad Yoma Shavkucha v'Shavyua Parvanka. One day, they're going to leave you and make you a parvanka. Dechsev, the question exactly what that is. Dechsev ki v'Simcha seitzeyu. Amar Lei Simcha l'Sason. Chad Yoma Shavkucha v'Malei B'chamaya. Simcha said to Sason, oh yeah, one day, they're going to make you into a canteen, a jug, and pour water in you. Dechsev v'Shmatem Mayim b'Sason. Right, the pasuk we say. What's going on here? Amar Yehumina, Mishmei, Desasson, Rabbi Yavo. So after they were walking down the street, they meet a real character, so which makes it sound like it's not a mashal. They meet Rabbi Yavo. And so Rabbi Yavo says to, Sasson says to Rabbi Yavo, Astisu de Matamalali Mayim, La Amadasi. You know what, in the future, you're going to pour water to me. You're going to serve me, Rabbi Yavo. Dechsiv, Ushaavte Mayim, Besasson. Right? So Rabbi Yavo, you're going to serve me. I'm Sasson, I'm the best. Amarle, Rabbi Yavo says, no, no, no. Iaviksiv lis sason. If it said you're going to pour water to sason, kitakamer, then you're right. Then I'll be your eved. But hasha dechsiv bisason. It says bisason. You know what that means? Mashke dehu gaver mashvin le laguda. They're going to make you into a jug. Umalina le maya. What is going on here? All right, the two. We're not going to talk about the first part. We're just going to focus on the second part. Feel free to look at the mafarshim on the Gemara for the first part. What does the second part mean? Rabbi Yavo. Oh, you're going to pour water to me? No, no, no. We're going to pour water with you. Sason thought he was a goal. He thought he was the end-all and the be-all. Sason is the goal of life. And maybe this even meant that the false type of simcha. Rabbi Yavo says, no, no, no. You're not the goal. We're not going to pour water to you. We're going to use you. We're going to pour water with you. Bisason. Because Sason is a goal and it's a means. Every time we have that feeling of simcha, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not an end. Yes, wonderful, it is a certain end. It's a goal, it's wonderful. But we have to use that to go further and to strive and to say, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me this feeling and moving with it from there. And maybe it even depends on what stage we are in life. And this is my second and final point. The P.S., number one, that it's a means and not just an ends. And number two, there's a beautiful thought in the Otzras HaTorah on Sukkis, source number 15. Quotes from the Shach, L'sifsei Kohen on Moadim. We know, getting back to the question we started off with, and that is, we know Simchas Yantif applies to all three Chagim, but it's not mentioned by Pesach. Nowhere in the Torah is it by Pesach. Shavuos has one, and Sukkis has more than one. So why is that? Why is that? Explains, he quotes beautifully, he says, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot parallel three different stages of our life. Three different stages of our life. He breaks it up into 20-20-20, but, you know, let's say that 20-20 and then 60. 20-20 and 80, let's say. There's 20, from 0 to 20, from 20 to 40, and then from 40 on up. He says the first 20, and you have it there at Source 15, the first 20 as Pesach. Chodesh Ha'aviv, there's growth, there's sprouting, there's excitement, there's the biggest growth that we do in our lives from baby to 20 years old, we're never going to grow so much in our lives. That's Pesach, that's sprouting, that's springtime. It's wonderful, it's amazing, it's fun. But there's no simcha there. Real, true, deep realizations of simcha is very hard for somebody that young. Realizing exactly what it's all about. And it's fun. There's learning going on. But that's from 0 to 20. That's Pesach. There's no simcha said specifically. There's a chiyuv of simcha there, but it's not said. 20 to 40, that's Shavuos. He quotes exactly how it fits into Shavuos, but that's the middle. There's one simcha. What does that mean? Already at that time, in the 20s and the 30s, we could come to certain levels of appreciation of the important things in life, but we're very busy. It's a lot of other stuff going on in our lives. There's shopping, there's carpools, there's Gidol Banim. There's a lot of going on in life. So to really be able to have time and focus like we all have to, you know, in the 20s and the 30s, that's a very busy time period. We should always be busy in life. But that's a very busy time period with important issues, and the Torah understands that, but there's one simcha mentioned there. Once a person reaches 40 and up, that's Sukkos. What's Sukkos? Sukkos, we leave our gashmias. We go out to the sukkah. The body doesn't work as well as it used to work. You know, not everything can't, we can't play in the same games and run the same thing that we used to. But at that stage of life, with the life experiences that one has, we can look back and look forward and know what's important in life. What are the important things in life? And have a true appreciation and depth of understanding of simcha, of dveikus b'Hashem, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. It's hard to have that earlier in life. And that's why maybe the Kabbalistic sources that talk about learning Kabbalah at age 40, which is not in Shas, but the certain Kabbalistic sources, or the way Rav Schachter says it, is that to have the wisdom of a 40-year-old. That's what he calls it. So what does that mean? It could be this, the recognition. But that's Sukkos. When we go outside, we sit in the Seila Demnusa, we're maspik b'mu'at, like we don't even need wine on the Mizbech, just water. Realize water, we don't even need the fancy stuff, just water. That's what comes. That's what Yahadus believes. That's the Mishnah at the end of Kinim, source number 16. Shimon Akashi Omer, Ziknei Ama Aretz, calls Manche Maskinin, Daitami Tarefes Aleim. Somebody's not connected to Torah. Ame Haaretz. The older they get, the more foolish they get. Ziknei Torah Enokin is the opposite. The more we learn, the older we get, calls Manche Maskinin, Daitami Tarefes Aleim. The more das that we have. And just to end, right, actually one thought I forgot, we mentioned a couple of years ago in a Haggadah Shir, again, some I remember this, maybe that's why Rav Pinkus talks about, why is it that as we get older our hair turns white? Why does Hashem make that? Why couldn't somebody have the same color hair at 120? Why is that? Says Rav Pinkus, black, and he says this on the part of the Haggadah, of Harayani Kivin Shivim Shana Velo Zachisi, and he grew a white beard overnight. So he says black is a combination of all colors. If a child takes 10 crayons and scribbles in one spot, it's going to turn black. It's a big mush. White is clarity, is purity, it's clear. It's not a mush, it's like a lack of color. When we're younger, we're being pulled in a lot of different directions and there's a lot going on and we want that. We desire different things and we're running to different things. That's symbolized by black. As we get older, you know, there's white because we realize what's more important as in life as we just saw. I don't know what that means. Some people get white sooner. Does that mean they have this way? I like to think, for sure, if somebody's out there, you get the recognition earlier. You know, it's wonderful. But either way, that's what we believe. And it's fascinating that the Gemara in Sukkah that describes the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we're talking about Simcha, one of the greatest moments of Simcha, the Brisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, the last source 17, what they sing there, besides the regular songs. Yesh mehen omrim, ashrei yalduseinu shelobisha ziknuseinu. Wow, praised are the ones who didn't embarrass themselves when they're young as they got older. Meaning when they got older, nobody comes over to them and says, oh, I remember what you used to be like. I remember you used to be outside the Simchas Beis HaShoeivas, if you know what I mean. Right? You used to be in the periphery. Right, so Baruch Hashem for those who that their younger years didn't embarrass their older years. It's amazing. Dafka in the context of Simcha, they're talking about you know, the recognition of an older person and the younger person doesn't usually have this dafke in this context. The Yesh Ben Omer and others say Ashri is a Knudinu, a Kippur is Yalduseinu. Praise, even if you one didn't have the recognition at a younger stage, Baruch Hashem, when they're older, they're machaper and they realize the significance of the age of the recognition and they do tshuva for what they've done earlier. But either way, the age factor is mentioned dafke in the context of Simcha, in the context of Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. So either way, just to summarize, we thought tonight, we mentioned two ideas, that's all we did tonight, just two thoughts. Number one, we spoke about Reb Chaim, two ideas of Simchas Yantif, the Simcha related to Karbanos of Beis HaMikdash, and number two, the Simcha relating to Anashim Barai Lahem, Nashim Barai Lahem, whatever one enjoys, and number two, and that answered the Shaka Zari's question, the answer why the Urim counts two mitzvahs, and number two, we spoke about the idea of Simchas Yantif not being described as fun, even though there's nothing wrong with kosher fun in life, but being defined as an inner appreciation of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Simcha really is, that brings Simcha, and that is the cause of Simcha, feeling close to God, feeling Him near us. That is an ends and a means, like Rabbi Avot taught Sasson the heretic, and also as we go through life, hopefully every day is a truer recognition of that simcha. So as we stand here together on the Hoshana Rabbah, which is also called the Lel Chasima, as people say Pitkatava, right? The Lel Chasima. And the Nesiva, we mentioned a couple of years ago in a Hoshana Rabbah shir, the Nesiva Shalom says, until you sign something, it's not you're not chayv. Right? You can sign, make it write a whole document. Right, if you ever buy anything, you have like 30 pages. Open a bank account, buy a house, you have to sign it. It's all here. I didn't even sign it for it. No, it's not binding until it's signed. It's not binding until it's signed. So the chasim is very important. So there's a chasim on Yom Kippur. There's three chasimas. We don't know exactly what. Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, and Zos Chanukah. Okay, but let's assume that we've got to use the one that we're at. Chanukah, Hoshana Rabbah is Leil Chasima, and therefore we got to put our initials on everything that we've thought about over the past couple of weeks to put it into writing. Not only put it into writing, but to sign on it to make sure that we put into action everything that all the moments of inspiration, hopefully, that we've had over the past couple of weeks. Hashem, we should be zochet to a real Chasima Tova, a Pitzka Tova, and be zochet to a lot of Simcha, true Simcha, in all areas of our life.